Hi there. The word for today is on four categories of desire. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, Paul says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we talked about relational desires. Today let's talk about physical desires. The Bible tells us to feast, eat, drink, celebrate, sing, dance, shout, and make music. All things we can do with our bodies. These appetites, desires, and delights can actually become a way of remembering how good our God is. The physical is not separate from the spiritual. Indeed, it's God's Spirit who makes our bodies come to life. The Bible doesn't condemn you for wanting to be physically attractive. Now, this needs to be kept in perspective. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 11, verse 22, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. And the same principle applies to men. But God did create our bodies. So please, can we get real for a moment? God made us with a love of beauty. Some hairstyles started what they called a hairdresser's ministry. Now perhaps that sounds strange to you. After all, the only hairstylist mentioned in the Bible was Delilah. And when Samson went to her, things didn't go too well for him. But serving people by cutting their hair can be a good thing. People will actually share problems with their hairstylist that they won't share with anybody else. So, you can see that it could be a real ministry, right? By the way, this group gave complimentary haircuts to physically and mentally challenged folks, and they also traveled to Costa Rica to serve young women who were trying to escape a life of prostitution. They honored and freely served bodies that had not been freely served for a long time, bodies that had been turned into objects. So what's the point here? It's this. We may need to get a new concept, a more biblical concept of what it is to be truly spiritual. And that's the word for you today.